I want to take a few minutes this morning. Hallelujah. We are talking about, go get you. It's time for you to get your stuff. It's time for your money to come to you. I'm going to read it like it is. I may change it up a little bit, tweak it. This is what we're talking about. It's time for you to take possession of what rightfully yours. It's time to do what? Take possession of what is rightfully yours. And so this morning, I want to pick up at 3 John 2. 3 John 2, I believe y'all can go ahead and put that up. It's time to take possession. What is it? It's time to take possession of what rightfully is yours. I want you to listen to it. It says, beloved, I wish above all things. That's a strong statement. See, he's talking to children, born again children. Because any of you know that the new birth is the greatest miracle that can ever take place. So he said, beloved, I wish above how many things? That thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health. See, if you are born again and you're sick with disease, poverty stricken, and don't have a proper place to live, don't have no transportation, food is not good, and don't know where you're going to have lights or running water. It's available, but that's not a good life living. Come home, you do go to work on a little scrummy job. Come home, don't know if you're going to have any lights on. Don't know where you're going to run into your husband or wife, and they stand at the door cussing you before you get in the house. That ain't no good life. You trying to raise your children, don't know how to talk to them. Calling them an idiot. And it's all kind of stuff. You frustrated because you're frustrated. You don't have adequate food and clothes, and the atmosphere is bad. What happened? That's not God's desire for you. So he said, beloved, what? I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Lord, you alone is great. That you brought us into your own, you brought us in on your greatness. I want you to listen to this. God wants you to prosper. Everything you put your hands to do, he wants you to have good success. Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 29:11. I want you to listen. You don't mind if I do just a little bit of preaching today? First Chronicles 29:11. Go ahead and put it up. I want them to see this. I pray by the time at the end of this message, everybody be saying, ain't no way I'll be broke anymore. There's no way I'll live like this. Thine, O Lord, is what? The greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and what? The majesty. For all that is in the heavens, in the heaven, and in the earth is what? I'm going to say it again. All that were in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Is God really above all? Keep going. Both. That mean the two, both riches and honor come from thee. What come from God? I have never found in the scripture, in the word, where poverty come from God. I have never found in the word where disrespect come from God. Both riches and honor come from thee. And thou, what? Reignest over all. There's nobody ruling over God. I'm going to say it again because it sounds like I'm just talking to the wall. There is no one. I don't care what class they are. I don't care who they are. I don't care where they live. I don't care what their name is. I don't care what their name are, who they are. It doesn't matter. Nobody rules over God. And in thine hand is what? Power and might. And in thine hand is what? And in thy hand is to make great. And to do what? To give strength unto all. Back that verse up again. I need to read it again. Back it up to verse 12. There we go. Both riches and honor come from thee. Who is God? What come from God? Both. Not one. Both. What do you want in life? So practice on it some more. Say, I'm rich. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Just kind of pat yourself. Say, I'm rich. Tell yourself again. Say, girl. Man, boy. I don't hear no men. Boy. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich.